Welcome to another hour of cantorial content here on Charlie Bernhout's Jewish Soul Music Program. I'm Elchanan, hosting this hour of Chazanut. Let's begin this hour with cantor Jacob Kusevitzky, who was born in the year 1903, the second of four sons, born in Smorgon, a town in Russian Poland. He held the position of chief cantor at Kremenitz in 1925, and in 1936 went to London, England, and was named cantor of the Poets' Road Synagogue. There he was joined about a year later by his brothers Simcha and David, the former serving the Great Synagogue, and the latter the Hendon Synagogue. Jacob, who had since the war become chazan of the Western Synagogue, left in 1951 for North America and was named cantor of Congregation Rosh Pina in Winnipeg, Canada. In 1953, he became cantor of the Jewish Center of Kew Garden Hills in New York, a position he held until his passing 6 years later. He was a lyric tenor with a very distinct voice, as can be noted in this next recording, Hashem Moloch, Psalm 93, from the record Sabbath Rest.
Hashem is in Yisra'el's world of it yikoyin tzevevevel of it yikoyin home yours may of all your my Rabbi Mani, 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 Adir.
Cantor Shalom Katz was born in Oradea, Romania, and was acclaimed for his talents at an early age. Following his music studies in Budapest and Vienna, he became chief cantor in Chisinau, Bessarabia, where he functioned until World War II. After surviving several years in the concentration camps, it was his voice which saved him from certain death, literally from the grave's edge. He was acclaimed around the world by critics of the time. The following song is from the album Psalms, with choir master Saber Silbermintz, choir and orchestra, and it is track number 4, Lid David Mizmar.
Lord,
Next, we have Cantor Leibele Waldman singing Ki Kishimcha. Leibele Waldman was born in 1907 in New York. He possessed a powerful voice and an impressive range. And he starred in 12 Jewish short films between 1931 and 1942. He was one of the only American-born cantors from the golden age of Chazanut. Here he is singing Ki Kishimcha.
Ki Kishimcha. Oh,
Those who have listened to the previous cantorial hours that I produced in the past may be aware that I cannot get enough of cantor Labe Glantz. Well, here we have another Labe Glantz selection, and this is from his Midnight Seliches Davening, recorded live in the Tiferes Tzvi Synagogue in Tel Aviv. This is Eich Niftach Peh. Cantor Labe Glantz was born in 1898 in Kishinev. He arrived in the U.S. in 1926. His first position was at Congregation Ayav Shalom in New York, and he then served at Sinai Temple and Shari Tefillah in L.A. Labe Glantz passed away in the year 1964. He had composed over 200 songs in his lifetime and had given lectures on the history of Chazanut. So this is the most extraordinary Eich Niftach Peh from the record Midnight Slicha Service.
Eich, Eich, Eich Niftach Peh, Eich. Hey, hey, Niftach, hey, 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 Niftach, Pelefoneza, darme tufim. Be'elofanim, nishpah, sichi. Olachnu achri masot shav, umaduchim. Nishinu orev, ve'yazlu mitzachim. Ama isartanu al ydi tirim ushlochim laik shavnu, laik shavnu. Kama, kama, kama isartanu al ydi tirim ushlochim laik shavnu. I shall love him, and he shall be the king. Yas, yas, we are not here. I'm
Next, we have something a bit off of the usual beaten track, and it's Mordechai Yardeni in the album Shirati. Yardeni was a cantor who sung throughout the United States of America, Canada, Europe, the Middle East, South and Central America. He was a singer and composer, as well as a music critic, a writer, an editor, and an author of two books. He had a warm and flexible lyric tenor voice and sung songs from cantorial prayer to folk songs, which he interpreted in his unique style. He sung on the radio as well as producing numerous recordings for major recording companies, and he gave many concerts in many cities and countries around the world. Here we have Kol Mikdash, composed by Cantor Yardeni.
Yeah.
הדוישם המחכים בבניין נריאל ביום השבוס סיסו וסימחו מקבלי מתנה חליל ביום השבוס סיסו וסימחו כי מקבלי מתן נחני גם סיו ידיכם כואבש ידיכם
Next up is the music of Zadel Ruvner, sung by cantor Moishe Gantchoff and choir. Ruvner was born Yaakov Shmuel Maragovsky in 1856 in the town of Radomyshol in the Kiev district of Russia. From the years 1876 through 1881, he officiated at various synagogues for the high holidays throughout Kiev. And in 1881, he accepted a position in Zaslav in the Volyn district, in the Stutschul. There he sang with a choir for the first time, and he began to compose music for choirs. In 1882, he became chazin in the town of Ravna, where he continued to compose prolifically. In 1884, he accepted a position of chazin in Kishinev, replacing the famed Nissen Belzer, who had left for a position in Berdichev. In Kishinev, he became known affectionately as Zadel Ruvner, and from that time on, he used that name. In 1896, unwilling to agree to a series of reforms instituted in the synagogue, Ruvner resigned the Kishinev position and accepted a post at the Stadtschule in Berdichev, this time succeeding another prominent chazan, Yeruchim HaKaton. He was invited to London for a year in 1903, where he served the congregation of the Machzik HaDat synagogue. There he achieved considerable success with a number of liturgical concerts, which featured many of his compositions. A year later, in 1904, Ruvner became the chazan in the Verstädtische Schule in Lemberg, Galicia. He remained there until 1911, when the Ruvner community officially invited him to return. In 1911, Ruvner came to New York, but was apparently unhappy there. A well-received debut at Carnegie Hall notwithstanding, it was only the outbreak of World War I in Europe which prevented his immediate return. During the 1920s and 30s, the golden age of Chazanut in America, Ruvner's fame as a composer and conductor grew. He continued with his Chazanut, particularly on the high holidays, and at one point even purchased his own synagogue. But his fame centered increasingly around his choral works. Concerts of Jewish music on grand scale were the order of the day. Many of Ravner's compositions had been written expressly for concert performance. His dream was to retire in Eretz Yisrael and to complete his setting for the Book of Psalms. Throughout the 1920s and 30s, his friends attempted to raise money for this retirement by means of lavish benefit concerts. However, the necessary funds seems never to have been reached, despite the successes of these events, and Ravner never reached his goal of going to Eretz Yisrael. Here we have the song Magen Avos from the Shabbos Mariv, composed by Zadel Ravner and sung by Moshe Gantchoff with a choir. And the choir never seemed to make its appearance there. Well, anyway, next we have a more uncommon one here. This is cantor Jacob Konigsberg singing Umipnei Chatoenu. Cantor Jacob Konigsberg was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and had a musical training in New York. He was known as a cantor, singing both operatic and secular music, as well as cantorial music. He appeared in Town Hall and Carnegie Hall in New York, and gave concerts in leading concert auditoriums throughout the United States. He was a cantor at Congregation Shari Tefila in Los Angeles, California. So here he is, singing Umipnei Chataenu.
Shuvu Surachim Husra. urachem oleinu oleinu. Beyal mikedash ho berachamech ho rabim v'sim neyu meiro uzgadil 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 kevodo.
Next is cantor Leibel Schwartz in cantorial and Hasidic melodies, singing the song Vilirushalayim Ircha, composed by Israel Halter. Schwartz was born in Brody, Poland, where he became familiar with cantorial chants and the traditions of Hasidism. He made his cantorial debut in Buenos Aires, where he served in the city's most prominent synagogue. Following successes, Schwartz began a series of recordings for RCA and a number of liturgical and folk discs for Radio Leon and Panzer Discs of Argentina. In 1960, he left Argentina, going on a European tour after a successful series of concerts in most of the Latin American countries. Following a concert in Paris, Schwartz was signed to record for CBS. And subsequently, he was called upon to accept a cantorial position in one of the leading congregations of Johannesburg, South Africa, where none other than Beryl Oghagi had served several years earlier. Schwartz later came to the United States. And in 1965, he was named Chazan of Congregation Shari Tzedek of New York City, where both Reutemann and Ganshoff had served previously. In 1967, he was honored by an invitation from the government to the State of Israel for a concert tour, which the Israeli critics greeted with acclaim. Success at a concert several years later resulted in his being named cantor of the prestigious Jewish Center of Kew Garden Hills, a congregation served formerly by Jacob Kusevitsky. So now we have cantor Leibele Schwartz singing Vili Rushalaya Mircha from the album Cantor Leibele Schwartz Sings Cantorial and Hasidic Melodies.
Vili Rushalayim Ircho Berachamim Toshuv Bisishkon Bisocho Kasher Dibato. Have mercy, O Lord, upon Jerusalem, thy city. May thy presence continue to dwell there, as thou hast promised in our days and for all time. Re-establish there the majesty of David, thy servant. Praised be thou, O Lord, restorer of Jerusalem.
Oh.
Next is a most extraordinary recording by cantor David Werdiger, who was born in Krakow, Poland, and came to America in 1950 as a refugee from the Nazi Holocaust. As a young man, cantor Werdiger studied in Poland's foremost yeshivas and also imbibed the Hasidic atmosphere which surrounded the court of the famous Kara Rebbe. Cantor Werdiger also studied music under the leading professors in his country and also later in Vienna, where he received his degree from the Music Conservatorium. Soon after his arrival in the country, he was recognized as one of the great cantorial talents of his time. His voice was originally described as a lyric tenor voice and later more appropriately as a Helden tenor voice, which coupled with his understanding and heartfelt interpretations of Jewish liturgy created a unique and thrilling experience for the listeners. He served as cantor at Congregation B'nai Israel of East Flatbush in Brooklyn, New York, and was also frequently heard on various programs of the radio station WEVD in New York. He put out 3 strictly cantorial vinyl records, 2 titled Tefillah LeDavid and 1 Mizmor LeDavid. This is track 2 on the album Tefillah LeDavid, Shuvi Nafshi.
tzadi. Eloi keinu merachin. Shoy meir pesoyim Hashem, Daloisi, Daloisi, Veli, Yehoishi. Ki Hashem Gomal Olachi Ki Chilatz Tu Nafshi Mimuves Ki Chilatz Tu Nafshi Mimuves Chilatz tu navishi, navishi mimoves. Chilatz tu navishi Ragli mi dechi, es aleich lifnei Hashem beyaretzois, beyaretzois achoyim. Ani oni simeyoit, ani omorti bechavzi. Oh!
now that we've concluded what's been just over an hour of cantorial content, here's what I'll do. I'm going to dial back and play for the next hour of Chazanut from the same vinyls, from the same records, a new track from each album, which has the dual benefit of both being easier for me, not having to select new records to play from, and should be enjoyable to the listeners. Specifically, if you've enjoyed this hour, well, then you should certainly like the next one as well. And finally, I'm aware it's been a while since the last Cantorial Hour that I've produced for the Charlie Bernhout Archive. And that is because, partly because I've been working on another project which will be uploaded on the archive as soon as it's complete. But in the meantime, I'll keep putting out these Cantorial Hours, which are essential. So until next time, stay tuned for both my own and Charlie Bernhout's Hour of Cantorial Jewish Music on the CharlieBernhout.com archives.